In January of 1942, 1 month after Pearl Harbor, President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered the establishment of the War Production Act. The task at hand was to repurpose American manufacturing capacity to produce the military equipment that we were going to need as we moved into World War II. Today, we're on the verge of one of the largest government-supported booms since the establishment of the War Protection Act in 1942. But this time, it isn't a traditional war. It's a war for who is going to dominate the world as the superpower, and the tech wars are going to make that decision. People aren't calling it a war just yet, but that's exactly what it is. But unlike World War II, this war isn't going to be fought by shells and airplanes and ships. Instead, this war is going to determine who's going to be the superpower, who's going to control the world and be the leader of the world, and who's going to be the policeman of the world. I'm, of course, talking about what I talk about a lot, and that is artificial intelligence and machine learning, and who's going to be the dominant force in the world as we move in that direction. Last September, the Biden administration notified NVIDIA and AMD that they would need to obtain a license before shipping any kind of chips to China. In October, they followed up, revealing a list of sweeping export controls on companies like Lam Research and Applied Materials and others relative to the movements of products towards China. The United States is insisting from this point forward that these technologies and designs will be manufactured on domestic soil here in the United States, and they're prepared to put some money behind it. That's what this video is all about, identifying why the government is going to spend billions of dollars to bring technology back to the United States, and then as us investors to determine which are the companies that are going to benefit from these tech wars and where is the best price to buy into them as we are going through a bit of a dip. This is a buying opportunity of a lifetime. I'm Kerry Grinkmeyer. I'm a retired financial advisor. I run the Bus 12, the Bus 13, and soon will run the Bus 14 portfolios. This is not financial advice, but I think it's something you need to pay attention to.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Grinkmeyer.
For decades now, since back in the Bill Clinton years, our country has relied on foreign soils to produce and manufacture the critical products of technology that we so chief need. Chief amongst those products is semiconductors. The United States, and as far as that goes, the world, became aware as a result of the coronavirus that a broken supply chain, a supply chain that is controlled by, in some cases, your adversaries, is not only hard on your economy, but it also threatens your national security. So on August the 9th, 2022, the federal government began to do something about it. They stepped up to the plate. That's when the Chip and Science Act, sometimes referred to as the CHIP Act, was signed into law. The legislation actually embarked $278 billion in federal spending over the next 10 years to jumpstart the new high-tech manufacturing based here in the United States. And as the name suggests, the primary focus is going to be on semiconductors being made in the United States. In essence, this is the modern version of Roosevelt's War Production Board. But since the passing of the CHIPS Act, one question has become prevalent. When will that money be spent and how will it be spent? I believe I know the answer. A $39 billion tsunami is going to come upon us over the next year. And most importantly, this $39 billion will be allocated and spent prior to November the 5th, 2024. Why is it that I believe it is that day that is so important? Well, that's election day. And if you look back on history and read some, you'll find that there's a guy by the name of James Corvell who was involved in the Clinton campaign who coined the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid." And that was back in 1992. Well, it's back to it's the economy, stupid, because whoever's going to win the next presidential election is going to address the world's or the United States population's concern about the economy. A recent poll said that it's the economy, stupid, when 31% of the voters checked the box that said what's most important to them is the economy. Second to that was preserving our democracy at a distance 20%. Make no mistake, the coming presidential election will be determined by the American people and how they feel about the economy. The Biden administrations understand this. That's why they use the phrase Bidenomics tagline. And trust me, the economy will determine the next president of the United States. So that is why the $39 billion will be allocated before November the 5th, 2024. That's why it's important for you and I as investors to recognize that these policies are going to have a tremendous effect on our investments. One of the best ways to get extraordinary returns is to hitch a ride with the government as they spend the money. And as an example, on March the 23rd, 2010, President Obama signed the Patients Protection and Affordable Care Act. Most of us recognize this as Obamacare. Whether we liked the policy or not, we cannot deny it favored certain industries. Between March 2010 and December 2013, the Dow climbed 52%. By comparison, the top 10 healthcare insurance providers increased in price by 97%. We can learn from that. That's what's going to happen in the tech wars. You don't have to like the policies. You don't have to like the politicians. But if you're an investor, you have to take this into consideration and make your investments accordingly. And with this political incentive, we need to recognize that tens of billions of dollars are going to be thrown at high-tech industry over the next 10 months, and we need to be paying attention. I think that I have determined who the beneficiaries of the tech wars and the $39 billion allocated prior to November the 5th of 2024 are in my Bus 12 and Bus 13 portfolios. The Bus 13 is basically an AI, artificial intelligence portfolio focused on the hardware changes that are going to be necessary to bring the United States into the leading role as superpower relative to artificial intelligence and AI. That's hardware. The software will follow. That's the Bus 12 portfolio. These are the companies who are going to implement the artificial intelligence and make it a part of you and I's life, and at the same time secure our nation as the superpower it has been since World War II. We don't recognize it as World War III, and we will probably never put a label of that on it, but this is war. This is a war for the technical superiority in the world. And it's come down to a $278 billion decision made by both parties to keep us in the leadership role relative to technology. Now, you can get hung up on what's happening right now in the stock market as these technology stocks are rolling back. That's because Wall Street knows what is going to happen and how it's going to happen and who is going to benefit from it. So they are bringing the prices down of these tech stocks. There's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 of them, to bring them down to lower prices so they can jump in with larger allocations in these tech stocks. Because, folks, you may not know about the tech wars. You may not have paid attention to the $278 billion allocation towards our future in technical superiority within the world. But Wall Street knows about it. And they're setting up. They're setting up the starting line right now. And they're trying to get your money at lower prices so that these stocks that are going to be the 92%ers of this decade in an advantageous price category. So what you need to do is to figure out where is where are the gaps that are going to be filled? Where is the Fibonacci retracement that is going to establish the prices on these 24, 25, 30, 40 stocks that are going to be the big winners of the tech wars? That's what I do on my website. I have created a means by which we can identify through technical analysis, where is the support levels? Where is the place that I should buy back into Apple, Amazon, Google, Super Macro, in computers, all the stocks that are supplying the rebuild of our data centers, and all the stocks that are going to change your life through artificial intelligence and machine learning. In other words, the software. There's two parts of it, the hardware and the software. Then the third part of it is going to be where the big payoff is for you and I. And that's in the medical world. That'll be bus 14. I've got my eyes on some stocks, but right now, I'm going all in on the hardware and the software that's going to change our lives as a result of artificial intelligence and the government's financing of this growth. I'm Cary Grinkmeyer. I'm a retired financial advisor. I just want to help you make better investment decisions. And right now, I believe you are facing the best investment opportunity of your lifetime. And if you need some help and some guidance, I strongly encourage you to get on the bus. The link's in the description.